Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Here's the headlines. The sister of a man who was beaten and thrown off the cliffs of Slieve League has described his killers as cold, calculated and unremorseful. A convicted rapist who threatened to kill three females, Sunday World journalists, will be sentenced later this year. Midlands North West MEP Nina Carberry has praised the European Commission's plan for a women's rights roadmap, which will guide future gender equality strategies. And the chair of Donegal County Council's Defective Concrete Block Committee has confirmed that Housing Minister James Brown has been urged to visit Donegal and meet with the committee. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest in sport, Augusteration and Note Lay Colm Ferriter. First in news, the sister of a man who was beaten and thrown off the cliffs of Slieve League in County Donegal has described his killers as cold, calculated and unremorseful. Alan Vile of Drumanu Killybegs and Nikita Burns of Carrick, County Donegal were handed life sentences today for murdering Robert Robin Wilkin in June 2023. After dumping him in the sea, the jury in their trial heard how they tried to cover their tracks and ended up blaming each other for what happened. Outside court today, Mr. Wilkin's sister, Irene McAleer, said the family will forever be haunted by what happened to their brother.
Now, as a family, we have been left with nothing but memories of growing up together with Robin due to the action of Alan Vile and Nikita Burns. Now that the case has finished, we feel at a certain degree of closure to accept that Robin has passed, although the brutal nature of his death is something that none of us will ever come to terms with. This is something we will have to live with us, it will live with us for the rest of our lives. The callous nature of the murder of how Robin's body was dumped off the cliff as his life was worthless is something that will resonate with us all for life. The unanswered question, did he suffer? Did the first blow end his life? Was this an unnecessary and cruel murder for his money? As a family, this isn't the end for us. Our grieving will begin now in whatever way we can navigate through it.
A convicted rapist who threatened to kill three female Sunday World journalists will be sentenced later this year. Dublin Circuit Criminal Court heard that 52-year-old Mark McEnough, previously of Letterkenny, pleaded guilty to the harassment of Nicola Tallant, Amanda Brunker and Deirdre Reynolds on various dates in August 2023. The court heard that Mr. McEnough is currently detained in the Central Mental Hospital. Judge Pauline Codd adjourned the case until June 5th to prepare a probation report and obtain an up-to-date psychiatric report. A full court report, including statements from the three complainants, is available on our website highlandradio.com. Waiting lists at Letterkenny University Hospital have seen a decrease according to their 2024 figures. That is despite what the hospital has described as an incredibly busy year. With more, here's Anna Fegan.
Letterkenny University Hospital conducted 77,194 outpatient appointments last year, a rise of 12,120. New referrals also increased, with 42,561 new patients added to a waiting list in 2024. Despite this, outpatient waiting lists decreased by 3%, with a 61% reduction in those waiting over 15 months. Notably, the number of patients waiting over 3 years across all specialties, outpatients, inpatients and day cases, fell by 100%. The emergency department saw a 7% increase in over 75s attending and a 4% rise in admissions for this age group in 2024. Total A&E attendance reached 54,149, a 5% increase on 2023. Trolley waits at 8 a.m. were also reduced by 15%.
The chair of Donegal County Council's Defective Concrete Block Committee has confirmed that Housing Minister James Brown is being urged to visit Donegal and meet with the committee. Councillor Martin McDermott says he and other committee members are anxious to brief the minister on the scheme's progress so far, the urgent need for improvements and the specific challenges facing Donegal. Councillor McDermott also says the council should refuse to implement any rent reviews or increases for tenants in the defective block affected social homes until a remediation scheme is implemented. He says this is one of the issues he'll be pressing with the minister.
We decided that we would write to the minister and ask him to come to the county. I think he has already met since he came into his new role with the pyrite remediation committee in Dublin, and we feel that, you know, he should come here and meet our committee as well. Our committee is the committee that's most engaged with both the council and the department at the minute. We certainly would want him to sit down for a couple of hours with him to go through in detail, in the finer detail, along with officials from Donegal County Council, to give him an insight into things that we see every day that would help make the scheme easier for families to get through.
Another issue I'm sure would be on the agenda at such a meeting would be the lack of a scheme for homes owned by Donegal County Council, which still haven't been remediated. And on that issue as well, you're very anxious that a proposed rent review is paused.
I don't think that's fair, Donald, to be quite honest. You know, you can go to a number of housing estates that are seriously badly damaged with defective concrete blocks, and, you know, a rent review is being done at the minute in the county. I don't feel that anyone that's living in those estates or those affected homes should have their rent increased. I think that they're already paying out a lot of extra money each day and each month and each year in relation to heating their houses because of the fact that their houses are so badly damaged. It's not really right for the department to be sending these circulars around that we have to do rent reviews while we're still waiting on a scheme for social homes. I think that's very unfair, and I think it's something that we shouldn't do as a council. We should say to the department, no, we will not be doing any rent review until these houses are remediated.
The chair of the MICA Action Group has called for measures to be put in place to address a number of serious emerging issues with defective block redress scheme. Lisa Hone told a meeting of Donegal County Council's defective block committee that a number of people who were in the early starters phase are now facing being denied final payments because they missed deadlines, which are extremely tight. She says that despite the fact when the Housing Minister Dara O'Brien pledged early starters would not be penalised, Ms Hone says these are the people who broke barriers and encountered all the initial problems and delays.
There has to be some flexibility there. These are the people who went first. They're breaking down all the barriers. They've got all the issues, all the teething problems. They've had, you know, we've had a lot of delays from the council in times gone by. I know that things have improved now, but they, you know, these are the people that kind of went through that really tough process. So there has to be understanding, and it is something that needs to be sorted out urgently because we are potentially talking about tens of thousands of euros that are owed to people. It is absolutely inconceivable that these people should not get these payments, and it is something that has to be addressed urgently at national level. So allow the council to implement this and make sure that people's bills are reconciled.
These are the people as well who came in on the original scheme. They were transferred from the council to the housing agency over the course of this. It's their cases that the government learned from. It's their cases that the council learned from. This was never going to be a straightforward thing from the start.
They've had to tolerate all that. That goodwill that they have exercised and the patience that homeowners have exercised, and it's been a really tough struggle, that has to be returned now. None of it the fault of the homeowner that you may end up going past these deadlines, and that has to be taken into consideration. We need to make sure that nobody misses out because they may have slipped past these deadlines. And the deadlines are extended to avoid this happening to homeowners down the line, and also there potentially needs to be some sort of flagging system view because, you know, people's heads are absolutely full of this. It's a very, very demanding process, and you're not necessarily thinking, oh, I need to put my paperwork into the council.
Midlands North West MEP Nina Carberry has praised the European Commission's plan for a women's rights roadmap, which will guide future gender equality strategies. She emphasised the need to maintain progress, citing the importance of implementing the Pay Transparency Directive. In Ireland, female employees earn 13.7% less than their male counterparts. MEP Carberry says Ireland needs to maintain steady on progress made in recent years.
But it needs to build on the progress that was made in the last mandate, and I think what they have achieved in the last mandate is substantial with the Pay Transparency Directive that was adopted in 2023. And I think now that we see another adoption of Directive for Combating Violence Against Women and Domestic Violence, was very, very clear that they are proactive, but now we need to see implementation. So it's great to be seeing being adopted, but we definitely need to see implementation now in this roadmap, and that's what I'd be calling for, is to make sure that we keep the pressure on and that we make sure that it's enforced correctly and properly implemented. So that's probably my focus now, that every International Women's Day they focus on this and we push the agenda on it.
And of course there is something to be said about being able to have financial independence. It's
only in our more recent history in Ireland that women were, have been able to work since they've gotten married. So being able to have that security yourself is very important.
Yeah, like we've seen how much we've progressed over decades, and I think we're on the right track with more to be done. We've just seen Helen McEntee, she's done a lot for women's rights in that space and in within politics itself. Getting maternity leave as a politician was something that's, it's forward-looking, and I think we need to see more of that change.
The Justice Minister says any proposal for a list of people with convictions for domestic violence or sexual assault will be carefully considered to avoid vigilantism. Jim O'Callaghan says the public often only hear about similar cases when a journalist is present in court. He's committed to looking into whether names can be published when someone is convicted of a serious criminal offence in general. Minister O'Callaghan says his departments are considering proposals for a scheme to provide information to people who need it.
I would be extremely concerned about introducing any scheme that could be, as you say, vigilantes charged. That's not the purpose of it. But the purpose of it is to try to protect people, particularly women, who find themselves in a relationship with somebody whom they don't know that previously that person had convictions for serious assault or serious sexual assault. I think because it's a public process, individuals should be aware of that.
2025 leaving certificate results could drop 16 points on average as COVID-19 grade inflation is cut back. This year's exam results will receive a 5.5% grade boost, 2% lower than what was first rolled out for the 2020 cohort. Grades for this year are now expected to reflect a level between the 2020 and 2021 results. Carol O'Brien, education editor for the Irish Times, says the traditional grading bell curve hasn't been used in 5 years.
And the post-marking adjustment was applied to the marked script. So they're quite different. So if you like, the exam results in recent years, you're not really comparing like with like. And that's one of the dilemmas that's been facing the policymakers on this.
Well, working on exam papers and practicing for orals is the best things for students to do, with 2025 CAO points now uncertain. Guidance counsellor Brian Mooney is advising students to keep focus despite the changes.
I think we will still be another good few years until we see an actual drop back to pre-COVID times. I think even at that, I don't think the aspiration should be to get back there. I think it should be looking forward to see how can we do this differently? How can we implement a better system that takes into account the whole student?
Well, the time's just gone 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break, and Mark Gallagher will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donnabry. Good evening. We'll start with athletics. The European Indoor Championships got up and running in the Netherlands this morning, and Mark English has progressed through to the 800-metre semi-finals after qualifying in second place from his heat earlier. The Finn Valley athlete moved from fourth to second on the home straight and navigated through some argy-bargy to earn automatic qualification in a time of 1 minute 46.42 seconds. Highlands athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal says his experience got him through the pack.
It wasn't all plain sailing. It was nervy enough now, but that run on off the bend's only about 30-40 metres, so I mean, anything can happen, and there's always a serious amount of barging in indoor athletics. So at the end of the day, I think his experience came good, and he saw the gap and he went for it, and you know, it opened up for him and away he went. So the bottom line is, you're always nervous about heats and stuff like that, getting out of the round. He's done the job, so fair play to him. So we'll wait now for semi-final and move on from there. You know, that was his fourth fastest time ever in his history, so form's good.
English will be back on track in the 800-metre semi-finals just after 7 o'clock Irish time tomorrow evening. In other good news for the Irish competing in the Netherlands, Limerick's Sarah Lavin booked a place in tonight's final of the women's 60-metre hurdles. The Olympian was fourth fastest across the semi-finals in a season's best time of 7.94 seconds. Moving on to soccer, Finn Harps have their third away game in four outings as they travel to Dublin to take on UCD in the SSE Air Trusty League First Division this evening. Harps will be looking to get their first points on board after a difficult start to the campaign, but former Harps captain Declan Boyle says there are some reasons to be positive heading into tonight's game.
The expectation probably wasn't too high at the start of the season, considering it was a young team, young experienced team. You know, they do have a couple of lads with experience, obviously down the spine. And the squad isn't the biggest, so listen, I know I'd also throw on the play Kerry away They played 3D away. The performance against Dundalk at home, I thought, in Finn Park was really good. Very positive performance. Unlucky they didn't get something out of that game. Going to UCD, obviously, we haven't played well there. We know how good UCD are. Wally O'Connor's the manager, and he's done a good job up there. They have real quality players. You know, Ronan Finn's up there, obviously, and they've Mikey McCulloch and Enoch Clancy as well as up there from Leitrim. They've got really good players, can hurt you. They've only played two games, you know, so they're... So far, they've they have obviously one game against Bray wasn't on, so usually it's going to be a difficult match for Finn Harps to go up there and get something out of the game.
Chris Ashmore will be at the match and have live updates here on Highland from the 7:45 start. Elsewhere in the First Division, leaders Dundalk welcome Tritty United. Cove Ramblers are at home to Longford Town. Wexford face Athlone Town and Kerry take on Bray Wanderers. In the Premier Division, Derry City will aim to get their second win of the season as they have a tricky tie against Galway United at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Third plays second as champion Shelburne host Drogheda United at Toka Park. Early league leaders Waterford are in action against Bohemians, and the big game of the night sees Shamrock Rovers and St Patrick's Athletic meet in Tala. In the Irish League, Linfield can take a step closer to the title with another win this evening. They go up against Crusaders at Seaview with a kick-off at 7:45. There are two fixtures locally this evening. In the Donegal League, Sunday Division 2 leaders Convoy Arsenal are up against Deal Harps from 7:30. And there's also a Saturday League game which has been brought forward. Letterkenny Rovers reserves are in action against Castlefin at 7:45. The big game of the weekend in junior soccer is Fannin United's huge tie with Limerick's Fairview Rangers in the quarterfinals of the FAI Junior Cup. Kickoff at Trilaw is at 1:00 on Sunday. Millwall goalkeeper Liam Roberts has been given an extended 6-game ban for his red card against Crystal Palace in the FA Cup last weekend. He collided with Jean-Philippe Mateta, resulting in the Palace striker needing 25 stitches on a wound near his ear. In GAA, the LGFA's annual congress has been held in Letterkenny at the Clannery Hotel this weekend. Speakers this evening on the opening day will include Jarlett Burns and Brian Malloy, presidents of the GAA and the Camogie Association. Trina Murray from Westmeath will take over the reins as LGFA president on Saturday from Michael Nocton, who steps away after 4 years at the helm. Here is Donegal LGFA chairperson Joanne McKinney.
Yeah, we're very honoured to be hosting congress this year. This is my third year to be part of Congress, and it's a big event in the LGFA calendar, and obviously it's a tinge with a bit of sadness with Micheál stepping down, but we know we have a great president in Trina Murray coming in for the integration that's coming through in 2027, so yeah, we're really looking forward to this weekend.
The GAA Central Council will meet on Monday to vote on 6 proposed amendments to the new football rules. Jim Gavin's FRC are mainly seeking changes to the 3v3 rule before round 6 of the National Football League next weekend. Under the amendment, teams would need to keep 4 players in their own half, which would mean an outfielder having to drop back if the goalkeeper opts to advance into the opposition half. Teams who lose players to a red or black card would also need to keep 3 up in their opponent's half of the pitch if the changes are approved. Moving on to rugby, Ireland captain Ciarán Doris thinks they'll need to put in their best performance yet if they're to beat France tomorrow afternoon. The Leinster back row has recovered from a knee injury to lead his country in tomorrow's game at the Aviva Stadium. A win would put Ireland in a very strong position to land a third successive Six Nations title, but Doris says France pose a considerable challenge.
Very much aware of the threat that they pose and the quality that they've got individually, but what they can do collectively as well. We've seen that with some of the scorelines they've put down against some other quality teams as well. So, and we've experienced it firsthand as well a number of times too. So we're definitely aware that we're going to need to be at our best. There's excitement to go there and to have our best performance yet.
In golf, Shane Lowry is in a share of the lead midway through his second round at golf's Arnold Palmer Invitational. The Clare native is 6 under par through 9 holes, setting the pace at Bay Hill alongside the American Wyndham Clark. Rory McIlroy is in a tie for 8th on 2 under. Finally, in boxing, the national championships for boys and girls 14, 15 and 16 years old will get underway this evening at 6:00 at the National Stadium in Dublin. 3 Donegal boxers will be in action in the first session of quarterfinals: Jack Anderson of Twin Towns, Colm Callaghan of Carndonagh and Eddie McBride of Dunfanaghy. 8 more boxers will be in action tomorrow. Well, that's it for your sport today, but don't forget, Chris Ashmore will have live updates from Finn Harps game against UCD from 7:45 this evening. Back to you, Donemarie.
Greg Mark, August Anish and Note Lee Colm Ferger.
Shamer Mahasa Colm Ferreter and Shalin the Priv Skelty. Curtis Shias Mar Dolcon Kin Starul go well tus off a gul cotta, Le Capu and Kid, Commissioner Geliga Ohui. Dere Ratchis Connor Nigeliga. Taharik Sul Gome and Frotses Archiak the Publi Curta Igriak, August and Commissioner Geliga Nua. Anyam Niha Emi Nabaltania,
Fógriú fásta go monofi offig an commission yerigeriga mar chodj da corrivaim dulgus an aimanish fuin act feinulacta agus changa a rihu an fihe fihe sada. Ta agoj an vrugrupa chintan awer tihiocht don geltacht bartihe don luinsha hogin baljohi pobl geltacta tivumui da offigi institudi egsula a will drubwench aku le tihiocht sa geltacht run the Geltacta, the Huderus Achula, August Huderus, the Geltacta, Conconeve Prania, a Elev, the Dulling Lackless, and Yer came Tihiocta, Geltacta, Erwan Nashunta, Tekera Gneve, Malta, Egan Agriac Chintan, the Corus Core and Realtish, Gogarty Hommas, Huderus, the Geltacta, Ranog Tihiocta, a Wanu, the Corer a Hommas Tala, the Canard, Cad Planala, a Oil, August Servishi, Reactanaha, a Corer Foil, Gorfager Tihiocta Arbert, the Canturi Geliga, go gar her menu or foil, go bli until the run the Geltacta, conscam the Nyontus Tihiocta, Geltacta Arachtal, go falsa her trorlinchi, plana la Geltacta, major la Kivna the Geliga, Marhanga Fobbles the Geltacta, August go gar her stratish denra, August Tihiocta Geltacta la Kela. The Gah Limister Planala Changa Geltakta. Lanan Sharton Nigeliga Arai Gujin Sharton La Jag the Me Dan V Shah Augusta Kudwar Okaji Agus Actri Bartiha Don Honda Shah Augustashi Delig Airfoil Egg Donegal Culture Bonkai E and a mask by Ihe Hoshilta August Kyolkurum and Holland the Scholar and Humming Sigeltak Lar Ektosher Diga Lahanye She and You. August Bay Comilishin Bay Molly Nikela Bay she and Aris Shanwen McManaman and Ballinafinia August Bay Shinon and Sharton and you and Carol La Jeg Agahok the Clug. To all us fina hammock the illegulier or foil, egg sieve, corle hondigun and all, August Linra LC Bonkai E. Shim Mahodge illegulier, slan August Barracked.
Thanks for that, Colin. Looking now to weather, mostly cloudy with patchy light rain, drizzle and mist developing later, highest temperatures of 10 to 13 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, here's the headlines. The sister of a man who was beaten and thrown off the cliffs at Slieve League in Donegal has described his killers as cold, calculated and unremorseful. Alan Vile of Drumanu, Kelly Beggs and Nikita Burns of Carrick County Donegal were handed life sentences today for murdering Robert Robin Wilkin in June 2023 after dumping him in the sea. The jury in their trial heard how they tried to cover their tracks and ended up blaming each other for what happened. A convicted rapist who threatened to kill three female Sunday World journalists will be sentenced later this year. Dublin Circuit Criminal Court heard that 52-year-old Mark McEnaw, previously of Letterkenny, pleaded guilty to the harassment of Nicola Tallant, Amanda Brunker and Deirdre Reynolds on various dates in August 2023. Judge Pauline Codd adjourned the case until June 5th to prepare a probation report and obtain an up-to-date psychiatric report. The chair of Donegal County Council's Defective Concrete Block Committee has confirmed that Housing Minister James Brown is being urged to visit Donegal and meet with the committee. Councillor Martin McDermott says he and other committee members are anxious to brief the minister on the scheme's progress so far, the urgent need for improvements and the specific challenges facing Donegal. Councillor McDermott also says the council should refuse to implement any rent reviews or increases for tenants in defective block affected social homes until a remediation scheme is implemented. And finally, Midlands Northwest MEP Nina Carberry has praised the European Commission's plan for a women's rights roadmap. It will guide future gender equality strategies. She emphasised the need to maintain progress, citing the importance of implementing pay transparency directives. In Ireland, female employees earn 13.7% less than their male counterparts. That's all for this evening from Highland Radio News. We'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, March 7th. The death has taken place of Leon Kelly, 42 Beechwood Grove, Lifford, reposing at his home tomorrow from 12 noon. Funeral leaving his home on Monday at 9 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Bethan's Church, St. Johnston at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Danny McColgan, Bally Namona, Kilkenny Mallon. Danny's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday at 9:45 a.m. for 10:30 funeral mass in St Patrick's Church, Ochaclay, followed by interment in Lag Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Sean Fury, 10 Bain Even Letter Kenny, formerly of Edergole, Ardra and Raheny, Dublin, reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. this evening. Funeral from McCabe's Funeral Home, Ardra, tomorrow, going to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for funeral mass at 12 noon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the rehab unit, St Connell's Hospital, Letterkenny. House private, please. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has occurred of Deirdre O'Donnell, Walking, Surrey, and formerly of Lower Saloraine, Letterkenny, reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, until 5:30 today, and concluding with removal to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for reception prayers at 6 o'clock. Reposing overnight for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass on Saturday, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv, followed by funeral and burial in Conwell Cemetery. Flowers welcome, donations in lieu, if wished, to King's Hospital, Denmark Hill, London, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Eileen Barr, 20 Lark Hill, Steelstown Road, Derry, and formerly of Avondale House, Tubin Burn Foot. Eileen's remains are reposing at the family home in Tubin Burn Foot. Removal from there on Sunday morning, 10:45, to St Mary's Church, Fawn, for Requiem Mass at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 12 noon. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Sean Murphy Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.